Annual Buffalo Days, a celebration of community in Jamestown. Barn Dance raising funds for JRMC Cancer Center. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahams reporting. A celebration of community is set to kick off in Jamestown on Thursday, July 25th and continue through the 27th. Buffalo Days is possible by numerous sponsors, organizations, and businesses. Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Emily Bivens says it takes a lot of partnership.
Jamestown Tourism being one of the main ones, we help put on our big community celebration right. with Buffalo Days. The Chamber itself, we are hosting the parade on the 27th and also the vendors in the park that afternoon. So if you want to be a vendor or you want to float in the parade, contact the Chamber. We can get you hooked up with those.
You can find a full schedule of Buffalo Days online at newsdakota.com. Boondocks owner Julie Michael knows the battle against cancer all too well, but she says their first ever 5K and barn dance is not about her. The first annual Farming for a Cure event has been set at the Boondocks to raise money for the newly opened JRMC Cancer Center.
Cancer has actually touched our lives personally, and we really wanted to find a way to support others and their families. And we're really excited about this 5K and barn dance. All the funds are going to go to the JRMC Cancer Center right here in Jamestown, which we think is just awesome. We're so excited to help with that. And we've had a lot of community support. We've had a lot of sponsors already.
The event is set for July 13th. You can find more again at newsdakota.com. A police chase through Clay County, Minnesota ended when the suspect's vehicle crashed in Fargo and flipped upside down in a residential yard. The driver of the vehicle was taken from the scene by ambulance around 7:30 p.m. Sunday. The vehicle hit a tree and a chain link fence before landing on its hood. Officials have not yet said why they were pursuing the driver. That's your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. For more news, sports, or weather anytime, like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Just search News Dakota.